Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
4,000 for thousands. In 1995, the first edition of the Cochrane Database of Systematic Reviews included a few dozen Cochrane reviews. On October 7, 2009, the publication of the fourth issue of the year included the 4,000th full Cochrane review, and every day thousands of people will consult it. The database is available at Cochrane Library at www.thecochranelibrary.com, which is published in a partnership between the publisher Wiley Blackwell and the Cochrane Collaboration. The Collaboration is an independent global research group of more than 22,000 people preparing and maintaining systematic reviews of the effects of healthcare interventions so that people making decisions about healthcare have access to up-to-date evidence. The database includes full details on the methods used to prepare the reviews, appraisals of the eligible research, results of the included studies, and the conclusions of the Cochrane researchers on the implications for practice and research of their reviews. The new issue of the Cochrane Library contains 250 Cochrane reviews that have been updated or appear in full for the first time. These cover a wide range of health issues and a wide variety of interventions. They are accompanied by more than a dozen evidence pods on www.cochrane.org/podcasts, several of which are also being made available in languages other than English, including Dutch, French, German and Italian. The new reviews include a cluster from the Cochrane Musculoskeletal Group looking at a variety of treatments for arthritis. This includes one of the first Cochrane overviews of reviews, which draws on six separate Cochrane reviews of a class of drugs called biologics, to provide an evidence base for comparing and contrasting these drugs for rheumatoid arthritis. This sits alongside a review of exercise programs for people with this condition, and of opioids and transcutaneous electrostimulation, or TENS, for osteoarthritis of the knee. Another updated review presents the latest evidence on physical fitness training for people who have had a stroke. Considering drug treatments, two of the highlighted reviews examine antiviral treatment for Bell's palsy and homocysteine-lowering interventions for preventing cardiovascular events, while other reviews look at surgery for urinary incontinence in women, traffic calming for preventing traffic-related injuries, and Chinese herbal medicines for people with impaired glucose tolerance. Looking back into the 1990s, two Cochrane reviews that appeared for the first time more than a decade ago have also been updated, providing an up-to-date account of the findings of research into the drug treatment of hypertension in the elderly and psychological treatments for bulimia nervosa. To find out more, read the reviews or listen to the evidence pods, go to www.cochrane.org.